Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. This week on the At the Table podcast, I'm going to look back at last week's message as well as the events of last week, specifically surrounding Charlie Kirk. Without further ado, let's get started. Well, hello and welcome to the At the Table podcast today. This is Pastor Gary Bush, and today is going to be a little different. How can it not be? The events that transpired last week on Wednesday, seeing the assassination of Charlie Kirk, a conservative political pundit, as well as, from all I can find, a follower of Jesus, whose relationship with Jesus impacted everything, included how he interacted with people, and specifically his political views. And this podcast is not going to be about politics. It's not going to be about any of that. But really, as a pastor, you know, I recorded a short video last week on Thursday morning. It was raw. It was just where I was at that moment. And just listen to it before I'm recording this podcast. And it's definitely, I feel like, a reasonable response. But as I've had time to just witness other people's responses, listen to some podcasts, some well-respected biblical minds, as well as just witness how other folks are responding to this, it left me asking, why? You know, when we witness a tragedy, and that's exactly what this was, a young man in his prime, married, two young children, was gunned down, not committing any act of violence, but rather speaking words that often people, some didn't agree with, for sure. But it just, the response echoed where we're at as a culture. And so I thought as a pastor, I would try to address, you know, what do we do from here? How do we respond? What is the right response? What are we going to do with this moment? And I think as I was reflecting, the why is really what drives the what, right? You know, Sunday we were talking about, which was supposed to be a service that was really uplifting, and I hope it was, at least partially. We did talk a little bit about Charlie Kirk, but more importantly, we talked about what this means as followers of Jesus. And my desire was really to push people to grow spiritually, to take, as I wrote down Monday before any of this happened, to push people, to encourage people, to equip people to take bold steps to follow Jesus. You know, our mission and our vision here at Grace Community Church are rooted in the gospel, are rooted in the Great Commission, and they are rooted in what Jesus said the church should do, as well as what we witnessed in Acts, the book of Acts, as well as the continued teachings of Paul after that point and others. We're to be about what Jesus was about, and that was people. But it still leaves me why. I've been all over the place emotionally. I've been up. I've been down. I've cried so many times I don't remember. I've gotten angry. I've you know, asked myself, what in the world could I do? And as I reflected back to the why we are a church and what our why is here as a member of Grace Community Church, it really helped me hone in on some of the whys that I was frustrated. Let me tell you a little bit. There's a few whys that come to mind, why I'm burdened by the events that transpired last Wednesday with Charlie Kirk and his assassination. The one was, I just witnessed a whole generation of young people who had, whether you like them or not, had gravitated in large numbers towards Charlie because he gave them a voice. They witnessed him at the age of 31 die in front of them. That's heartbreaking. This generation has seen death after death after death and just feels like that leaves them asking, what should I do? Another thing that really sticks out to me is that we did witness somebody who was murdered for what he believed and said, you know, some of the principles of this country, the First Amendment, freedom of speech, feel like they're dramatically under attack. Other, many other reasons, but a couple more that drew me a little bit closer was he was a follower of Jesus. I heard several say and even labeled him a martyr. And, you know, while the actual motive itself might not be exactly that, it's more than most definitely appears to be politically motivated. I think when we peel back the onion, this layers of the onion, we start to see when we get closer to the core, like Charlie's beliefs were rooted in his biblical belief and his salvation found only in Jesus. He took everything back to the Bible. Now, I don't always agree, didn't always agree with Charlie Kirk necessarily. I agreed with him a lot. But when it came to biblical things, the dude was pretty rock solid. And so for all intents and purposes, I do believe, whether it's officially labeled that or not, it is a martyr. He was a martyr. He was gunned down ultimately because he was following Jesus, doing what Jesus had asked him to do, boldly stepping out into the public arena, into a political arena that's charged beyond belief, and stood for that. Another one that's even maybe a little closer to home is the fact that this man left behind a wife and two young kids. And as a father, my heart breaks. My heart absolutely breaks. It just absolutely breaks. But I think, most importantly, the most glaringly obvious thing, as if it wasn't obvious before it was, but now it's like right out in the open. This world, this country is a divided country that is divided immensely by worldview. The worldview that I subscribe to and many of you listening is that God is ruler over all, and he's given us his word. He's given us his revelation. He's given us his son, Jesus, that saves us, that changes how we are to live life. And then the opposite to that, which is basically and contrary to any of it. That's denying God that he even exists and just is all about what I want, when I want, and when I want it. This selfishness that the Bible talks about, that the heart is deceitful among all things. These competing worldviews are right there in front of us. And I think that even more than that, to the core, is that there is a whole group of people, this shooter and many others, that are so far from God that if they were to die right now, they would be going to hell. Their souls are lost at this moment. And you have people, Charlie and others, whose desire it is to share the gospel. And I think that in that moment, if that's the biggest takeaway for me, is that I am seeing a world of brokenness. And I'm reminded of our mission here at Grace Community Church, which is really the mission for all churches, in my opinion. And it's the mission that we're called to as followers of Jesus, starting back in Matthew chapter 28, to live for. This mission starts in verse 18 when it says this. It said, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Okay, so Jesus is saying, all authority I've been given now. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. You see, the mission of the church is to go and make disciples, to take the gospel of Jesus Christ into the marketplace, into the workplace, into the places we go, onto the airwaves, into podcasts, into the world, and tell people about Jesus. That's what we are to be about. You know, our mission here at Grace Community Church, as I shared last weekend, was we're inviting you on a journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. And rooted in that is our vision. Our vision is our dream. We dream of being the best church for families in Lexington Township, where we are bold for the sake of the gospel. We're motivated to grow spiritually, and where everyone feels welcome, where we're bold for the sake of the gospel. See, last week, I challenged our church, what bold steps are you going to take? And I think that today, that's why I'm getting so animated at this moment, is that if we don't recognize that this moment in history, this tragic moment, is a revelation showing us that the world is broken, there's full of sinners, and they need Jesus. And if that doesn't motivate us, if that doesn't stir our hearts, see, Charlie Kirk himself said this. He said, the only thing that's going to fix, I think specifically the political divide is what he was talking about at that moment, but you can extrapolate that to anything. And the brokenness of this world is the person of Jesus Christ. We're called to therefore go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey his commands. And then the very end of this, in Matthew 28, verse 20, part B, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So how does the church respond? Well, number one, I think we mourn. We recognize the tragedy that occurred. And can I just say, if you don't recognize this as a tragedy, then call me. We will get together. This is a tragedy where a young man was gunned down for words he was saying and leaves a family behind. But even more so, this was a tragedy that just showed us, brought the fight to our doorstep, as I said on Sunday, that people need Jesus, and they're not hiding away living their lives for them. They're attacking our own. They're coming after our own way of life. And what is our response? So what is the church's response? Well, number one, and I don't want to sound cliche. I don't want to sound like this is a cliche, because that's not it. We need to remember that we are called to love others. We are called to love God with all that we are, with all of our heart, mind, soul, body, and strength, and we're called to love others as ourselves. Now, rooted in love is truth. We need to speak truth. We need to know God's word. 1 Peter 3:15 tells us to be ready to give an account, to give an answer, to give a reason for the hope that is in us. See, don't shy away. Yes, our hearts are broken. Yes, this is a tragic event, and we should mourn for that. But we don't mourn as those without hope. You know, I was thinking this morning, what would Charlie's advice be in a situation like this to somebody else? And I think he would say grieve. He would say mourn, recognize the tragedy for what it is, but don't mourn as those without hope. I am 100% confident, as I sit here recording this episode, that Charlie Kirk is with Jesus in heaven at this moment. My Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that Paul writes that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. To leave this life is but gain. To die is but gain. That's what Paul said. And I think that Charlie probably would say the same thing. And the last thing I'll leave with you is this, is the week before at Grace Community Church, the week before this event happened, the Sunday before, ironically or not so ironically, I was preaching out of Acts chapter 7. And if you know Acts chapter 7, that's the first Christian martyr. It's Stephen. And in chapter 6, we read about Stephen, and it just strikes me that this is in some parts exactly like Charlie Kirk. But verse 9 really hits it. Opposition arose, however, from the synagogue, those around him. These men began to argue with Stephen, but they could not stand against him, against his wisdom or the spirit of whom he spoke. And I think if you ever watched an argument with Charlie Kirk, you saw that he stood up for Jesus. He didn't lose very many arguments. And I really believe that was because he was administering his calling that he was called to. He himself said, I'm called to do this. He did it with all he was. So my charge for you is this. What bold step are you going to take today to grow closer to the person of Jesus Christ? And are you going to take the Great Commission seriously? Are you going to go and tell? Do you care enough about the lost souls in this world that you're going to share Jesus with them? And those are pointed words, I realize that. But what are you going to do? What bold steps are you going to take in pursuit of Jesus? Well, I hope this message hasn't found you encouraged and equipped today. I hope this challenge rings home to you. I hope that you're able to reflect on this moment and go back to keep the main thing, the main thing. We're to be about spreading the gospel. That is number one. Sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ is the most important thing, and it's the only thing that can change the depravity and the lostness and the brokenness of people in this world is by coming to a saving grace and a saving relationship in Jesus Christ. So what are you going to do today, this week, in the month to come, in the year to come? What changes are you going to make in your life to be more bold? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity you've given us. God, we lift up the family and the loved ones and the friends of Charlie Kirk as even they begin to plan for his celebration of life service this weekend. God, I pray that also those that were responsible for this event would be held responsible for this according to the law. God, I pray, though more importantly, I pray that you would give us, you would give me, you would give this church here in Alliance, Ohio, the people listening to this podcast, you would give us the boldness to love them. God, I remember you asking me that question a few months ago when I was up late one night. Do you love them like I love them? God, break our hearts for what breaks yours. God, use our lives and give us clear missions to reach others for you. God, give us a boldness to follow you faithfully, even in the midst of a culture that is quickly running in the opposite direction. God, I pray that you would work through our lives. You would work through us. You would work through this church, Grace Community Church, and that of those that are listening. God, to make a difference in their community, to love people, to engage people, to speak the truth of the gospel to people, but to do it with a love that only comes from a relationship with you. And God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I hope this message has encouraged and equipped you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. And until next time, have a great day.
You've been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.